Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 18th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we are doing another series. Again, this is a short series. It's an introduction, if you will, or an introduction of sorts, where I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the metaphysics of frequencies. So we will start that series on Friday. I was going to try to kick it off on Wednesday. We want to move it back to Friday, give everybody time to digest the previous series that we just done. Hopefully you've joined or you've tuned in on that show. Wow, as we talked about, well, first of all, we talked about the metaphysics of nuclei, basically how to activate the 12 strands of the DNA. If you do not have that series, please, again, email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com or just go to the website, masterteacher33, click on the link that says products and services and pick up a copy of that 12-hour audio series that we did on the metaphysics of new clay. We just finished the 7-hour series, the 7.5 hours on the metaphysics of the new, or the Ark of the Covenant. So the metaphysics of the Ark of the Covenant talked about this electrical capacitor, or this potential that you have to be an electrical capacitor, or to be, or to practice, or to exercise this electrical light language, or to be an electrical vessel, or an electric city for the Most High. And we talked about how the brain, or the human body, how the temple is the actual Ark of the Covenant. And so the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere must come together and oscillate or vibrate as one mind. So we broke it down. We revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified that. So if you do not have that entire 7.5 hour series, please, again, go to the website at masterteacher33.com or just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Today's series, or today we're talking about, there's four movies that basically explains the metaphysics of frequencies. So when we talk about a frequency, it's a wave, it's a vibration. It is how this world that we live in is controlled. There's a movie called Atticus Institute, based on a true story about an individual who was, it's the government's attempt to weaponize demon possession. If you haven't seen that movie, I would highly encourage you to watch the movie Atticus Institute. It's about the government's attempt to weaponize demon possession, to weaponize manipulation. The next movie is the movie Frequencies, which I've been encouraging everyone to watch, which is basically the foundation of what we are going to be discussing during this series. This will be a 2 or 3 part series, again, 30, 40 minutes each day as we gear up for the 7-part series on the metaphysics of frequencies. Now, in that series, I'm going to prove to you how you are already manipulated. Right now, as I speak, 1, 2, 3, manipulate me. The master manipulator. Who is the master manipulator? Well, the scripture says that he was the most cunning of all the creations. Out of all of God's creations, the most cunning of them all was Satanelius, Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, whatever term, label, name, limit you want to use. It's the same essence, the same frequency. And so this, again, everything that he speaks of his own accord. So every time that the mouth moves, you know lies are coming out. So we want to break down these three keys, if you will, or three expressions. Now, there's a lot of ways or a lot of things that manipulators do. Now, again, as a former manipulator, it's real easy for me to talk about this, but one of the most important things I want to express is how when you are manipulating, you have been manipulated. So people who control are themselves controlled. So it's impossible to manipulate others unless you yourself have been manipulated. Let me say that again. It is impossible to manipulate others unless you yourself have been manipulated. One more time. It is impossible to manipulate others unless you yourself have been manipulated. Now, what's so remarkable to me is when I talk to people who want me to do something for them and they want what they're asking me to do is manipulate them. To understand the human mind is to understand self-deception. Let me say that again. To understand the human mind is to understand self-deception. One more time. To understand the human mind is to understand self-deception. Deception. So most of us are self-deceptive, or we suffer from self-delusion. Now that's a tough pill to swallow unless you understand the cosmogrator. So the cosmogrator is the most cunning. He's the master manipulator. Now there are programs, there's courses that you can take to teach you how to be a manipulator, to become an expert manipulator. It's interesting because when we look at manipulation, one of the things that happens is we don't understand how manipulation takes place. So there's two Latin words called, one call is called phallic, F-A-L-A-X, a phallic, which means deceptive. And then there's another Latin word that's called fallor, like failure, F-A-L-L, fall, and then E-R-E. Those two words is the premise of the Luciferian agenda. That is the art of manipulation. All master manipulators, they are very deceptive, and they realize knowingly or unknowingly how to deceive. So the enemy, in the beginning, he deceived. He beguiled Eve. And if you understand when we talk about these terms, these labels, they are themselves the method by which the beguiling takes place. Now, that's the hardest thing for most people to wrap their brain around. So if I want to cast a spell, one must spell. And so in these movies that we're going to be going through, the Atticus Institute, the movie Frequencies, the movie The Truman Show, the movie Now You See Me. Have you seen that movie? Now You See Me. The whole movie is about the art of manipulation. And if you can understand what that is, my brothers and sisters, then you understand the rhetoric that Aristotle talked about, the art of rhetoric. Now, I'm no English major by no stretch of the imagination, but one thing I've done, and I've done many shows on grammar, grammaria, and grammatus. That's what a scribe is. That's what a manipulator is. This, again, a skillful manipulator is an expert in manipulation. The ability to indirectly and deviously influence and control others. A manipulator has that ability to control without you knowing that you are being controlled. In fact, true manipulators, in the movie Atticus Institute, they had this demon-possessed individual. Now, again, supposedly it's a true story. Inside of this enclosed area. And the questions, the fact that demon-possessed individual got inside of that enclosed area was part of what the demon wanted to do. So a manipulator, a master manipulator, the Cosmogrator, when you were under the Cosmogrator spell the way I was, what you do, you don't know that you're doing. Now, you know that you're doing, but you don't understand how you do it. So I had to reverse engineer what I did and why I did it. Because I didn't even know myself how I did what I did. And so when people ask me, man, how did you do that? I had to figure out how I did it myself. That is the true form of the art of manipulation. Now, this is how the devil works. The devil will send somebody into your life, and that person will ask you or they will confront you. And what they are drawing out of you is your manipulation. Let me say that again. Now, brothers and sisters, this is really important. Because when we start the series on Friday on the metaphysics of frequency, I'm going to biologically prove to you what I'm telling you today. Today is the introduction. Today we want to address the problem. Now, this just happened to me last night in my group. So in my group, and I love all the members of my group, but remember, brothers and sisters, you have to know yourself more than you know others. The Bible says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So before you can manipulate others, you must first manipulate yourself. And the way that you manipulate is simply, again, the method or the modality of persuasion or utterance or teaching or talking. So the spoken word is the method by which we manipulate. Now, there is three kinds of spoken word. Now, Aristotle and all the great thinkers in the past overstood this. They overstood demonic possession, and they weaponized demon possession. So verbal possession is the art of rhetoric. So the art of persuasion, that was a great book written called How to Win Friends and Influence People. One of the greatest books I've ever read. Full of demonic stuff, but it's still pretty good. The book Think and Grow Rich, full of demonic stuff, but it's still pretty good. This is what Aristotle knew. What did he know? First of all, there's this word ethos. Ethos, ethos, however you want to pronounce it. Ethos. Number one, that's how you manipulate. Number two, second method, pathos, where we get the word pathy or patio. Psychopathic, P-A-T-H-O-S. Number three, logos. We've all heard of that one, L-O-G-O-S. Now, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify these three terms. Because what happens is when you meet somebody, women, y'all fall in love, right? What is love? Well, love is a chemical, contrary to popular belief. Now, I get myself in trouble when I break down oxytocin, but for everything that anything that you have that you believe in, I can destroy it using science. What does that mean? All spirituality, again, Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you. Somebody is trying to cheat you. You are a spirit. You're not a fleshly being. You're a spiritual being. But I'm going to use neuropsychosis to produce a psychotropic nucleic, N-U-C-L-I, nucleic, or nuclear, nuclei. I'm going to manipulate your clay. How do I manipulate your clay? I'm going to use your hypothalamus, and I'm going to use the nerve axons in the posterior, not the anterior, the posterior part of the pineal gland. That is called the Ark of the Covenant. So I'm going to manipulate your ark if you don't control your own. How do I do it? Oxytocin. So oxytocin is produced by the pituitary gland, which is in or one of the pieces of the Ark of the Covenant. And so if you don't control yourself, somebody else will. This, my brothers and sisters, is the art of quote-unquote falling in love. So oxytocin is a powerful hormone. So when you kiss somebody, when you hug somebody, when you make love to somebody, the oxytocin is released inside of the body. Oxytocin is a neurotransmitter that is sent. So what if you don't have no oxytocin? What is pain? Neurotransmitter. What is hate? Neurotransmitter. So the sun sends energy in the form of a photon. The photon is turned into a photoneuron. It can't use it. The body can't use photons. The body can't use Yahushua, so to speak. The body is a shield. What does my name mean in Hebrew? It means skinos and skion, shield. So I was born a shield for the light. What does that mean? My name in Hebrew means in the shadow of God. Not in the light, in the shadow. I was behind the scenes. I was hidden. And so in my group, we were having a discussion last night upon how certain things were done. For example, when we have a meeting, we don't have enough meeting. Now, most companies or any organization, if you don't have enough to have a quorum, then the meeting is canceled. So I do the same thing. So that was a debate upon the methodology by which the Eagles Nest, the Eagles Club, is operated. And so one of the members of the group asked a very, very good question, because the question was, why do the good members have to suffer for the bad members? So in my group, if I don't have a quorum, if I don't have enough people to field a meeting, the meeting is canceled. And so one of the questions about one of the members of the groups was this. Well, he said that maybe we should come up with a better system. Maybe that system is flawed. And then there was some conjecture over whether or not certain members should be aware of if certain members are dues-paying members or not, meaning in good standing. And the reason I bring that up is because what the enemy does, now, the individuals in my group don't know my past, at least not all of them. So they don't know that I used to be a master manipulator before I became a master teacher. And so the devil manipulates me through one area, caring, because that's my life path. So the devil is going to manipulate you. He takes your strength and he turns it into your weakness. Every manipulator does the same thing. So if I'm going to be manipulated, it's going to be manipulated in the area of caring. So when I figured out that the reason I don't have no money is because I have friends, because I love people, I care. And so what the individual was asking me to do last night unknowingly, because obviously the individual doesn't know me, they don't know my past, they don't know that I exchanged wealth for conversation. And so when the father told me, you don't have no money because you have conversation, that got my attention. So when the father told me, you don't have no wealth because you're interested in being seen. So when the father told me that all of the females you got equals to all of the wealth that you should have. If you remove the females, you will have wealth. If you remove the conversation, you'll have wealth. So I spend all my time talking to people who don't pay me a dime. So when I stop doing that, when I start talking to people who pay me, then I start making money. But the members of my group don't know that. But what they're asking me to do is to go back to my old way of conducting business, where I have a lot of friends and no money to pay my bills. And so the enemy is going to play you the same way. What's your life path? What's your strength? My strength is different from other people's strength. Your strength is different from my strength. So the master manipulator will always use someone to pull you back to your strength, to use your strength against you. And so the art of manipulation, brothers and sisters, is this frequency. It's a wave. It's a vibration. It is not a person. So am I mad at the individual in my group who asked a good question? No. That was, in fact, I would have did the same thing. In fact, I would have pushed harder than the person in my group did, because my time is valuable. So I get angry and I get pissed off when people waste my time. So I would have done the exact same thing. Because, again, it's not about a person. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We take everything personal. We get our panties in the wad, and we walk around, and we're angry, and we're pissed off. That is the devil's game. That's how he manipulates you. Do you know you can't be manipulated if there's no emotional response to the stimuli? Manipulation is an emotional response to something outside of yourself. Let me say that again. Manipulation is an emotional response to three areas. Number one, ethos, E-T-H-O-S. That is an appeal based upon the individual's reputation. Number one, a good manipulator uses his reputation to manipulate you, his credibility. Number two, a good manipulator uses pathos to manipulate you. That's pathy. That's emotion. The power of your energy to move you or put you in motion. A good manipulator will always appear to your emotion. Number three, a good manipulator will always use, and I got a little hum in the, I do apologize for the sound if it's a little off. I got a little humming in my ear from the background noise, I think. But anyway, number three is the logos. A good manipulator will always use the logos to manipulate you. Now, the logos is the reason. So let me go through these three areas. Now, again, we're already almost out of time. This is the introduction to the series that I'm starting on frequencies. So we got three frequencies that somebody's going to come into your life, and they're going to be on one of these resonances. Now, remember, in the movie Atticus Institute, a true story, the individuals that was conducting the test had already failed the test before it started. How? How did the individuals, first of all, who was the psychologist chosen to run the test? The devil chose him. So before you are deceived, you are persuaded. And you may ask, or you should be asking, okay, Doc, what are you saying? Now, this is why this is such a slippery slope. This is why we're going to go through it inside of the series that we start on Friday called Frequencies. Because when we start Friday, we're going to go into the science, the metaphysics of the law of manipulation. We're going to break down the enemy system so that way you will never, ever fall prey to this trick. People like me will never be able to manipulate you ever again in life, if you can understand what I'm about to share with you today. The two Latin words, again, F-A-L-L-A-X, phallax, and faller, F-A-L-L-E-R-E. Those two Latin words you must understand. See, the concept of human life and human thinking is based upon self-delusion. And so the mind deceives itself through deceiving others. The way that the human mind works, brothers and sisters, now, again, I got a plethora of biology. We're going to go through all of the great minds during our series on frequencies. We're going to break it down for you, brothers and sisters. You see, when the human mind loves itself, it serves itself. Let me say that again. When the mind loves itself, it serves itself. When the mind hates itself, it hates and serves itself through hate. So I don't care what side of the fence. You love yourself, the devil got you. You hate yourself, the devil got you. But how? You see, the way the brain works, brothers, it draws to itself the thing that serves itself. It flatters itself. It gives itself. It wants for itself. It strives to strike down and to destroy whatever threatens the self. The self is the ego. Now, there is a plethora. You want to test the theory? Anybody want to test the theory? All you got to do is let me slap you upside the head a couple of times and see if you turn the other cheek. If you want to test the theory. All you got to do, anytime you want to test this theory that I'm talking about, put yourself in a hostile environment to see how you act. See if there is an emotional response if somebody cuts you off in traffic, if somebody cuts in front of you. If I walk up to you and you're a female and I snatch your purse out your hand and start running, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, God bless you, my child, keep my purse and my money? I don't think so. Self-preservation. The brain is automatically programmed to preserve itself. That's totally anti-God. That's anti-Christ. Who's the anti-Christ? What is the mark of the beast? Do you know the measure of the man? The number of the man is 666. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. Why are you looking for the devil out there? The devil is camped up, sitting in the seat of your soul, oscillating and vibrating as you. When I look in your eyes, what do you think I see? Little demons jumping around. Now, we all got them. That's what the Bible says. No man goes into a man's house unless he first binds the strong man. Now, I know this is contrary to your theology. I understand, but you see, I got something called science, and I got something called the Word of God that proves my theory, because the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? So you think you know your own heart, right? You say, oh, no, Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. I live in the presence of God. I live in the presence of God. I'm probably one of the most evil fools on the planet. Key is to know thyself. No set that soon. To know yourself, brother. To know yourself, sister, so that way you can control yourself. And once you know yourself, put yourself in time out. What is time out? Purpose. Purpose establishes principles. Principles establishes your procedure. The procedure establishes the process. The process gives you a product. This product gives you prosperity in the form of a profit that gives you peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that God gives. People ask me all the time, hey, Doc, man, I knew you back. I go home usually once a week now. My dad is getting older, so I've been spending a lot of time with my dad, and I'm going out now. I'm debating on opening up another shop down there. People, they see me, and they don't understand. They say, man, I remember you when you was a kid, man. You was a crazy little dude. Man, you were shooting people. You were stabbing folks. You was fighting, biting people. You was like, you know, before Tyson came out, you was like a little bulldog, man. What? Now you all docile and laid back and calm and call yourself master teacher. Man, what the hell? How did you do that? You on medication? No, I don't know medication. So how did you flip the script? I just had a sister just today post on my Facebook page. Man, how do you find out? How you come up with this stuff you teach? I've been reading your posts and following your stuff, and I've been talking to my family and friends about the stuff that you teach, and they don't understand. Brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand what we're going to be discussing by revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying these four movies: Atticus Institute, Frequencies, The Truman Show, Now You See Me. In these four movies, they are revealing Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, Asmodeus, Leviathan, Belfagor. He's the arch enemy. He's the enemy of the Ark of the Covenant. He wants to sit in the seat of your soul. In fact, he's already there. How did he get there? He created. At least he had a help. Or the Father allowed. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but again, I got a little something to back up what I'm saying. I'm not talking out the side of my neck. So when you look close, if you look closely at every decision that you made, if you look closely and if you truly examine and if you're honest with yourself and look at your behavior, you can easily see, based upon the decisions that you've made in your life, whether they are right or wrong is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is whether they win. Let me say that again. A master manipulator, he don't give a rip about being right or wrong. Only thing he concerns about is whether he wins. So you got to give up winning. Oh, yeah, that's the problem. See, I had a serious problem because, see, I was very competitive. I wanted to win, brother. I wanted to win, sister. What you, how you were, you think? I was 5'5 in high school, 150 pounds, starting both sides of the ball, didn't leave the field. In Texas, Texas football is like small college football. Texas football is huge. How in the world was I playing against guys 6'5", 350, and I was knocking them on their aspiritus? I was an angry little dude. Man, I want to hurt somebody. I want to maul. Where did that anger come from, brother? Where did that anger? Now, you can go back and you can look at my past and the way I was raised and all that stuff, but I had the Napoleon complex. I had the short man disease. And so my desire, I wanted to possess power in the form of wealth, health, and wisdom. I wanted property. I wanted weaponry. Wealth and weaponry. What was my weapon, brother? I wasn't a big man. So I could not overpower men physically. So what did I do? I whooped you mentally. I became a master manipulator. So what I'm going to share is my life story, brothers and sisters, that you won't find written in no book. This is how to weaponize self-delusion. This is what was taught by the United States government, and it's called, I got a laundry list of stuff that the government uses, whether you call it the MLK Ultra or whether you call it, they got so many different names for this weaponization of demonic possession, which is basically what they call the philosopher's stone. It is the fallacy that's a pattern of poor reasoning that established what is called mimics. We talked about mims, but mims mimic. So there is a pattern of good reasoning, and then there's a pattern of bad reasoning. And so on tomorrow's show, we're going to start with the first pattern of self-delusion that we, again, there's three. Tomorrow we'll break down number one, E-T-H-O-S. That is the writers, the speakers, the individual's credibility or authority with their audience. It's not based upon reason or logic. It's based upon authority. There's no appeal to persuade you with emotion. There's no appeal to manipulate you. It's specifically authoritative. You do what I say, I'm going to punch you in the chest. After we break down that one, we're going to break down the second method by which the Cosmic Author uses to manipulate people. Patheo, or pathos, P-A-T-H-O-S. This one, wow. This one is the ability to switch you on and off using frequencies, using terms of endearment. We've got to break that down. This is the elephant in the room that nobody sees. This is the one I love because I love to talk to people, and when they drop terms of endearment and there's no response, because whatever you react to, you enact to. Let me say that again. Whatever you react to, you enact to. One more time. I'm a bad guy. I need to control you. I need you to help me help you. So I'm going to drop something. Hey, I'm going to call you out your name. Hey, you little short, squinty-eyed, blankety-blank. And if you look at me and say, brother, I love you. As a manipulator, I'm going to be confused because I just dropped a term of endearment. Now, there are terms of endearment. There are cellular buzzwords. The same way if I hug you, it produces oxytocin. Well, there are certain words that I say produces adrenaline. And then there's other words that I say that produces adrenochrome. Now, adrenochrome, again, is the chemical that all demons need to exist in this dimension. So a master manipulator must have chaos, confusion, reality shows. You ever go to reality shows? What's on a reality show? People acting crazy, doing crazy stuff. Why? Adrenochrome. That's what they need to live. That's their oxygen. They cannot exist in this dimension without adrenochrome. And so a master manipulator has to get you into a mental state where your body, where your hypothalamus and your amygdala activate, and they produce adrenochrome. That's why all animals are killed in a state of fear. Why do slaughterhouses treat chickens, pigs, cows the way that they do right before they kill them? They got to get the adrenochrome in the blood, into the meat, so that way when you eat it, you take on whatever disposition that the animal was killed in before you eat the meat. That's why Jews only eat kosher meat. Let me say that again. When you eat meat, you better be very careful of where you get your meat from, because you take on the mental disposition of the animal at the time of death. Because the meat is tainted with adrenochrome. Ask any master manipulator. They'll break it down for you. We're going to break it down starting on Friday as we get into the chemistry and the biology of manipulation. Today is just a kindergarten introduction. We'll just land the foundation tomorrow. Again, we want to continue with it because I need to make sure that you understand the depth of what I'm going to be talking about on Friday. Because, see, most people reject stuff. They don't even know what the hell they're rejecting. I say, oh, yeah, I know what Brother Will's talking about, the metaphysics of frequency. Oh, yeah, I know what the frequency is. Not the frequency I'm talking about. We're going to break down truth and deception inside the human mind. We're going to break down how the uncritical, unintellectual, unskilled thinker works. And then we're going to break down the masters, the master manipulators. See, I used to be one of those cats. I used to pride myself in destroying your mind mentally. I used to love to go on Facebook and talk to these self-deluded individuals who thought they had the mental capacity to debate me. And then the father say, hey, sit down, boy. Your ego is being inflamed. See, a skilled manipulator, they understand the art of manipulation. It's an art. You look at the difference of the word art. See, I knew that there are many characteristics by which to break down the human mind using the rhetoric of persuasion. And so I understood verbal judo. See, I was taught that in the police academy first. So I knew that most people in a position, in fact, in order to occupy a position of power and authority, you must dominate and rule those three areas of linguistics. You must become a linguistical assassin. So I majored in linguistical assassinations. I understood the fundamental structure of advancing rational value that has no worth. The Bible calls it vain deceit. So a skilled manipulator, brothers and sisters, is very skilled in the art of influencing beliefs and behavior of others without the individuals knowing it. That is the definition of what is called a spin master, a con artist, a politician, an indoctrinator, a reverend, doctor, bishop. They all fall either knowingly or unknowingly into the group that I call spin masters, linguistical indoctrinators or assassinators. Now, my brothers and sisters, again, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. We'll pick up again tomorrow with part two as we start to go through each one of the three areas or tools or techniques. A master manipulator has all three, but most function in one of the three areas. They either use their character and their reputation to assassinate you. Hey, I'm the authority figure here, so you don't know more than I do. So, sit down and shut up. That's how they come at you. Or they're going to use empathy and sympathy. They're going to appeal to you, and they're going to draw you in on an emotional level. They're going to get you to react so that way they can enact. Or they're going to use the logos. They're going to use the word of God. You know that the devil uses the word of God against you? He's going to use the word of God to appeal to your spirit. This is the most superior technique of all linguistical assassins. They use the word of God against you. They don't use the word of God to build you up. They use the word of God to tear you down. You ever been to a church and the preacher preached a sermon and you walked out and you felt like you was 2 feet tall? Why? He just used the word of God to totally assassinate you mentally. I love when preachers get up there and talk about tithing and say, if you don't tithe, you're cursed. And they're using the word of God. They're using the Logos. That is the number one technique of master manipulators, using the Logos against you. So my brothers and my sisters, again, we're just scratching the surface. Again, the series starts this Friday. There is an early sign-up discount. We'll break that down tomorrow. Anybody who signs up before Friday, all the members of the Eagles Club, you guys, you know, already know you get your 50% discount. The cost of this series that starts this Friday on the metaphysical frequencies, where we get into the biology, the chemistry, and the science of the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, what I'm going to share in this series, I have not seen taught. We're going to break down that moving frequencies and how you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Every time somebody opens their mouth, they're manipulating you. Your job is to not allow a word to manipulate you, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. You must bring every thought into captivity. That's what the Bible tells you, but we're not doing it. You let people speak into your spirit, and you're allowing them inside, and once they get inside, it's hard as hell to get them out. So the goal that I teach is don't let them in. So I don't respond. I don't enact. So I need to teach you how not to allow someone to enact, someone to provoke and invoke and summon up demonic entities that are buried inside of you. Because the strong man understands how to manipulate you. It is your job to understand how not to allow him to manipulate you. My brothers and my sisters, again, join me tomorrow at 12 noon. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. also known as, used to be known as, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the seventh part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will for you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rated